desire, motivation was to have the opportunity to participate, you know, in a sport with a great fan base, a growing global fan base for that matter, and competition at the highest level. So to be part of that.
How big a risk is it for you?
I think anything in life has a risk. Obviously, you have a reward. Premier League has a lot in common with the NFL. The key difference, obviously, is the risk of relegation. You know, you have to, from a business aspect, you've got to be able to, you know, understand that and, you know, be able to have a plan, to get over that. You know, there's a huge amount of commonality with the NFL. The greatest emotional experiences you're going to have, highs and lows, are going to be in the sport.
Another difference between the Premier League and the NFL is the concept of franchises. Clubs or franchises, as they're known in America, are moved from city to city. That's not something that's really ever been much of an attraction in British sport. But given the crowded market in London, I mean, six clubs alone from London are in the Premier League. Can you see it as being a sensible move to perhaps move Fulham to a less crowded environment?
I personally don't see that. I think Fulham is Fulham for what it is, which is West London. Six teams from London are in Premier League because they've had a fan base which has given them the resources to compete at the highest level. I mean, they're there because of the merits. I mean, they're six of the 20 best clubs in football.
You're now throwing dice with sheikhs and oligarchs. Do you think you can stand the heat?
Well, I think you have to manage and lead Fulham for what it is. And I think, you know, it's a club with history, with stability, and, you know, great leadership on the pitch. So, you know, what I need to do is to be able to, you know, support them, obviously with the resources and anything else. I think my goal would be that Fulham is, you know, a viable, sustainable organization, and really a contribution would be that, you know, it's a civic asset, but also a sustainable business, not dependent upon generosity of a benefactor.
Shahid, I must tell you that I'm a blind person, so I don't actually know what you look like, but I've been told that you have an extremely flamboyant moustache.
Well, flamboyancy is in the eye of the beholder, okay? So.
But if the beholder can't see you, describe it for me.
You know, whoever called it flamboyant, have them describe it for you.
How do you maintain it?
I don't. It's, you know, it's just like a gift from God. I do nothing.
I used to have quite a big moustache, but it was really annoying, especially when I was having a drink. Bits of it would sort of float around in the drink. Don't you ever fancy maybe trimming it slightly?
Well, you know, whatever God gives you, I think it's, you know, my dad had a mustache, my grandfather had a mustache, so I come from a long list of mustaches.
So it's your mark.
I've had it since 72, so, you know, I feel it's part of me.
And finally, what are you looking forward to most of all from your first season as a Premier League club owner?
I mean, what I'm looking for, obviously, you know, as a fan is, you know, the excitement, the experience being there in Craven Cottage, and getting better. Getting better as a Fulham football club, as an institution. Obviously, we have a foundation. I mean, making a difference and obviously winning on the pitch. I think when it's all said and done, it's about winning on the pitch.